The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
Last week, we talked about change. We talked about change and about the different changes we have in the world, the different changes that we see in our lives. This week, I'm going to look at how should we live in a changing world. Well, everywhere we look around us, we see change. One of the best changes we see is in our lives as God works in our lives, as we become closer to Him, we see changes in ourselves, how we live, how we respond to things. So those are good changes that God is doing in our lives. We see changes in the world. We talked about some of those last week, new technology, new things that are going on around us. Some of them very good. Some of them maybe not so good, and some things we're just not sure about yet because they're so new, we don't know how they're going to affect us and if they're going to be necessarily good or bad. But then we also see changes in life that affect us individually. We see changes that affect our homes, our families, our health. We see things, our finances, you just name all the different ways that changes in life can affect you. Some of those good, some of those bad. We have a new baby here with us, Hadley, for the first Sunday. She was born Friday a week ago. Good change, right? Really good change. But then we also have changes where the Lord takes loved ones away. So we have changes in life. And some of them are easy to accept, easy to handle. But then other changes, they can be hard. They can bring on tears. They can bring on pain and frustrations. They can make our world seem out of control at times. And these are changes that we all face. And we need a solid foundation to stand on in such a changing world. Got to have a solid foundation. We need an unchanging God at the center of our lives and at the core of our universe. God is unchanging and unchangeable. James 1:17 tells us that there is no variation or shadow of turning. God does not change. There was a farmer that he got this verse. On his weather vane above his barn, he had the words there engraved, God is love. And one of his neighbors said, well, what are you trying to say? He says, every time the wind changes, are you saying that God's love changes? He said, oh, no, you don't understand. It doesn't matter which way the wind is blowing, God is love. It doesn't matter what is happening. It doesn't matter what we're facing. It doesn't matter what changes that we're coming up against. God is still the same. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God is unchangeable, if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then that means that His promises, His word is unchangeable. It is not changing. Numbers 23:19 says, has He said and will He not do? Or has He spoken and will He not make good? Theologians have gone through the Bible and have found that there are over 7,000 promises made by Almighty God to humans, to us. In fact, that number is 7,487 individual promises in the Bible. Not a single one of these promises will be broken. Not a single one of these words will change. God will keep every one of them. Psalm 50:15, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Now I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to read all 7,000 of these promises. That's just a handful. It's just a handful of God's promises. But you can see that God's promises are there for us. They never change, because God, who made those promises, never change. He never changes at all. God doesn't change his mind. And his love, his grace, will never leave us. Another promise, Hebrews 13:5, he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus himself told us in John 16:33 that we will have troubles in this world. You and I are going to have troubles. We're going to face changes that we don't like. There are going to be things in life that are painful, frustrating, bring tears, bring heartache. That's a fact. Jesus wouldn't have told us that if it weren't true. But God is always with us, especially during times of need. He is always with us, and he reveals himself even more when we need him the most to make it through the troubled seas. Joshua, in his final farewell address to Israel, he reminded them in Joshua 23:14, he said, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one word of them has failed. Joshua said, people, y'all remember, God fulfills his promises. There's not been a single time when God's promise was not fulfilled. Not a single word that he spoke that did not come true. Joshua reminded. We need to be reminded. There has not been a single time in Scripture where God's word has not been fulfilled. Now, it may not have been fulfilled in the time that you wanted it or the timing that I wanted it, but God's word is true. Whenever we see unwanted changes, whenever we find ourselves troubled or distressed, under pressure, anxious, angry, or in need of guidance, the proper God-given strategy is to turn off the noise of this world. Do you know sometimes we just need to quit listening to things that are going on around us? We just need to sit back and get away from everything that's going on, everything that's distracting, everything that's pushing in on us, to get away from that. Turn all that off. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. We live in a hectic world. We live in a world that's just going, 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 going. And a lot of times that distraction, that hustle and bustle can help tear us down, can help bring us down. Sometimes we just need to sit back and relax. Just be quiet. Be still. Get out in the woods. Go drive and find yourself a pretty place that you can see the lake and be quiet. Go sit out the edge of a pasture and watch the cows walk around. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll see a deer or a turkey. Just get away and be by yourself. Take your Bible with you and open it. Read your Bible. Prayerfully read it and study. And ask God to reveal a promise that you can stand on in the midst of this troubled sea. Ask Him for something you can stand on. If we keep reading the Bible and we keep looking, He will show you the very promise that you need as you're going through times of trouble. And then what we need to do is we need to focus on our problem through the lens of that promise. If God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, focus on your problem with that in mind, through that lens of that promise. Focus on the fact that God says, I'm going to help you in times of trouble. Focus on that promise, whatever it might be, whatever God lays on your heart, focus on that promise. And look at your life through that lens. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. If you are lost right now and struggling with the idea of what is coming next, how about looking at through that promise? How about looking at your future through that promise? I know the plans that I have for you. God already has it planned out. God already knows. He's the author of tomorrow. He knows what He has written down. He knows what He has for you. Maybe we ought to look at life through that promise. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God's going to supply all our needs. Listen, I'll sit here and I'll tell you real quick. This preacher right here, he can get frustrated sometimes about things and the way things are going. Finances. Church finances. Church building programs. I'm ready to knock down another wall. Why? Let's go, let's go, let's go. You know, there's things that we want to get done and we can get. God's timing isn't our timing. There's a reason that things may be being slow walked sometimes. And maybe it's for our own good. And why do you have a flat sometimes and you got to stop and take care of a flat? Well, maybe because you were going to meet a drunk down the road and you was going to have an accident, but God gave you a flat. Let's deal with the things here. And let's understand that God knows what's going on. God knows what He has. 2 Corinthians 1:20. You remember those 7,000, over 7,000 promises they say in the Bible? Well, check this one out. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in Him are yes. In other words, if He promises He's going to do something, He's going to do it. He promises that I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again so that you can be where I am. That's a promise. It's yes in Christ Jesus. It's going to happen. He's preparing a home for us to be with Him forever. God keeps His promises. In a changing world, God never changes. God never changes. God's word never changes. His promises are true. They are yes in Him. God keeps His word. We need to look to God's word. How do we live in a changing world? Look to His word, look at His promises, and know that they are true. That they are yes. We talked about, I said when we started that we needed a foundation. There's no greater foundation that you can stand on in a changing world than Jesus Christ Himself, the cornerstone. That foundation is true. That foundation is solid. Are we looking at life through the promises of God? Because if you're not, then maybe we need to start. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You so much for loving us. Lord, I thank You for the promises that You've given us in Your word. And I thank You that You're going to keep those promises. Lord, so many times we face struggles. So many times we face issues in life that frustrate us. We just don't know. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know that You're the author of tomorrow. And we need to look at everything we're facing through Your word, through Your promises. Lord, if there's somebody here today that needs to make a decision, I pray that today would be the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.